This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An El Paso County man in his 60s became Colorado's third death from COVID-19. Officials say he had contact with a woman in her 80s who was El Paso County's first death from novel coronavirus last week. It's not clear how the pair came in contact with each other. 11 people in El Paso County and more than 200 statewide have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Colorado's congressional delegation is trying to make sure the state gets its share of medical supplies that the federal government is releasing from its military stockpile. Congressman Joe Nagu says it's not only that stockpile that the state wants to tap.
There's also a national stockpile managed by the Health and Human Services Department. The entire delegation sent a letter to Secretary Azar imploring him to also facilitate a release to Colorado.
Nagu says a first emergency supplemental bill will help produce and deliver supplies like masks, but at a slower pace than Congress had hoped. Wintry weather is making a big comeback in the High Plains and Rocky Mountains. The National Weather Service issued blizzard warnings for Colorado's eastern plains and parts of Wyoming and Nebraska. Forecasters expect at least a foot of snow in the northern Colorado mountains. It comes as ski resorts are closed because of coronavirus. CDOT is warning travelers of extremely limited accommodations in resort areas along I-70 because of coronavirus restrictions. Blowing snow, 31 degrees in Denver. This is CPR.